Stop holding grudges, because holding a grudge, that's negative energy. Negative energy is heavy, heavy. Why do you think when you're depressed, you sleep a lot? What is depressed? Deep rest, depressed. When you're tired, you sleep a lot, you're heavy. You eat a lot of desserts. You start to fill yourself up with negativity that your body does not need. Don't hold a grudge. Don't hold a grudge. Unless somebody died or some money was lost, that's different. Don't listen to me. Do what you gotta do. Get it back in blood. Me, on the other hand, I am a huge, huge, huge believer in karma. This is Let's Talk Varela. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Hide Your Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And if you've been watching this episode and you've been keeping up, these bottles are now $25. You guys have been showing so much love. TikTok community, you guys are fire. Instagram community, but YouTube has to be the best community of people. The engagement, the comments. I got people telling me their life stories. The shit is honestly amazing. YouTube, you guys are hands down the dopest fucking community. But in this episode, I'm going to talk about the importance of not holding grudges, okay? I'm somebody who I would definitely consider as, I don't really know how to hold a grudge. I'll more so get mad as fuck and then immediately get over it. I will definitely say that's my Achilles heel when it comes to different situations. The biggest reason that I feel that I've mastered this is because I say it all the time, grew up in a bad house, drug-induced household. The biggest, craziest thing that always happened is, like, say if my stepfather or my mom would, like, get mad or, like, be high or some shit and, like, they'd beat my ass immediately, like, after I would get my ass beat and I'm sitting there and I'm in pain or, like, shit, I've been thrown through a sliding glass door, thrown through a wooden table, had fucking objects thrown at me, whatever, all the fucking works. Immediately after I would have something traumatic like that happen, I'd have my mom come in the room 2, 3, 4 minutes after, and we'll go to John's Incredible Pizza. We'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. She'll go buy me a toy. We'll go to Toys R Us or something. And I never really had time to process the trauma of, damn, I got my ass beat. I'm in pain. I'm angry. I'm so mad. I can't believe she did that. Because immediately after, I would be apprehended with good deeds, like as if I just shouldn't be mad about the situation, until I got older and realized that my mom was later diagnosed with schizophrenia, which made a lot of sense. While I would get my ass beat and then turn around and she's cool, that was just the other version of her coming in and making sure I was okay, which taught me to get over shit fast. And a lot of people who might hold grudges, it's like, guys, why hold a grudge when, if you really think about what holding a grudge is, I'm gonna use my cameraman for example. I love this dude. It's like, if me and this guy had beef and in one situation we're at a bar, at a club, he says something, I'm like, what the fuck? And then every time I see this man, I have the same beef, the same grudge, the same anger, the same animosity. It's like, guys, I'm the type of person who is extremely passive. So it's like, majority of the time, I don't really give a fuck. So it's like, that person that you're holding a grudge against, it's like, they are already past the situation, don't even care. And holding a grudge means that you have to constantly manifest a negative energy anytime you see somebody. So who's really in control? I'm pretty much the master and you're my slave. Isn't the definition of a slave you're told to do something and you do it right then and there immediately with no questions asked? So if I come around and you manifest negative energy for me just by my presence, I fucking own you. You're mine. I have the ability to change your emotion at the will of me being in your presence. Why should anybody have that amount of power over you? And why are you granting somebody that amount of control over who you are as a being? Fuck them. You can easily have a situation with somebody, and look, We not cool. I mean, shit, I have plenty of situations where I'll be cool with somebody and they would keep trying to dog me out or little dog me or honestly try to hold me out and try to treat me like a bitch. And in reality, I keep giving this person chances because I get over shit. And honestly, when you let people treat you a certain way, and just because you're a passive person and you're somebody who gets over things, you don't realize that you're training them to treat you with a certain level of disrespect. Like if somebody's like, hey, you a bitch, and you know you're not, you're very secure in your feelings, so you calling me a bitch doesn't bother me. Every time I come around you, you are now going to think that I am comfortable with being called a bitch, and therefore I just condition you into treating me a certain way anytime we have an encounter. That should not be the situation when having an encounter with certain individuals. So holding a grudge is you having the ability to manifest energy negative for somebody anytime that they are in your presence. That's honestly extremely powerful. Like, I can come through confident as ever, feeling good, looking great, and you just go look at me with just an ugly bitch ass smirk on your face. That's just going to fuel me to want to do more, to want to be greater. Stop holding grudges, because holding a grudge, that's negative energy. Negative energy is heavy, heavy. Why do you think when you're depressed, you sleep a lot? What is depressed? Deep rest, depressed. When you're tired, you sleep a lot. You're heavy. You eat a lot of desserts. You start to fill yourself up with negativity that your body does not need. Don't hold a grudge. Don't hold a grudge. Unless somebody died or some money was lost, that's different. Don't listen to me. Do what you gotta do. Get it back in blood. Me, on the other hand, I am a huge, huge, huge believer in karma, because some folks might think that the definition of karma is negative energy is treated with negative energy, when karma in itself is just the negative energy manifested by that individual. So what I'm saying is, if I steal from my cameraman, my karma is somebody stealing from me. Is it because I stole, or because in the act of me stealing, I had negative connotations, which then produced a negative wave that is going to come down and give me exactly what the fuck I put out? You do unto others as you want others to do unto you. That is karma. You do good, you are rewarded with good. And big thing, look, I'm not somebody who holds grudges, but I am definitely a person who could love you, fuck with you, ride with you, be willing to die for you, and then you fuck me over and do some hoe-ass, punk-ass shit. I cannot fuck with you and still love you. I cannot support you and still love you. I'm not going to unfollow you on Instagram and block you. That's little pussy shit. Like, we could have a connotation. Hey, bro, my bad. Hey, it's good. I understand. That's it. We don't got to talk to each other. We don't got to interact. We ain't got to fuck with each other. Like, if you want to do the blocking and all that shit, that's for the ladies. That's what women do. If you want to do all that shit, do it. It's all good. But in the reality, don't give nobody that much energy. Nothing in this world, nobody on this planet should have control over how you feel. That person at your job, your ex-partner, whatever, the only state that you should be living in is the present state. Why do you think thinking about the past creates depression? Thinking about the future creates anxiety. Thinking about the present is the only state where you should be, because shoulda, coulda, woulda, should have is what you're going to be feeling when you're thinking about situations that could have been handled. But thinking about the past is going to make you depressed, because I'm going to be sitting here like, man, if I woulda worked harder in school, or if I woulda went to college, or if I woulda, bro, shit's already past. Shit's already fucking over. If you fucking 30 years old, fucking still trying to play a sport because that was your hobby back in the day, my boy, if you are not pro right now, stop. That's a hobby. Stop. You got to understand that Just because you have a hobby does not mean that that has to be, look, I'm veering off. So I'm going to come back to the holding grudge thing. But this shit right here, the only reason I'm bringing this up, y'all, look, I like to be as open and honest as possible. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because this holding a grudge shit is making me think about a certain individual that I'm not saying I'm holding a grudge towards, but I'm just beyond fucking just disappointed. And it's just a young lady in my life that I super love, her partner. Won't say our relationship. I'm gonna just leave it at that. It's like motherfuckers don't understand that, hey guys, if you want to be a rapper and you want to be an artist and you want to pursue anything that is a passion that you want to turn into a career, you also have to understand that the money has to come first. You should not be having a child and a woman sitting up there like, babe, why you not believing in me? I'm trying to be a rapper right now. Like, cuz today right here, right now, we need money. The rap career is later on. I'm not saying don't be a rapper. I'm not saying don't dive deep into your passion. But what I'm saying is if right here, right now, what you want to turn into a passion, that is a hobby, sports, let it be music, let it be art, anything like that. If it's not making you money, I'm putting it in a jar, saving that shit for later, and gonna go get this bag. Get your money right before you try to pursue something that is not making you money. I fucking had the same exact problem trying to go to school to be a fucking artist. That shit was the biggest eye opener because it made me realize that, damn, I just like to draw and paint. I don't know if I can do this shit for the rest of my motherfucking life. And then I took a step back, focused on the money, and came back to it. And now the art, drawing, doing origami, doing paint, doing acrylics is now more of a passion now, because when I was trying to pursue it in means to feed myself, not hitting those certain levels hurt a lot more than me having my money right and then me selling art on the side. Because if my art sells or it does not at Ferrella Galleria, I don't really give a fuck because the money's already right. If the podcast makes traction or not, you guys are going to keep getting consistent, great content. So whether or not the way that the universe works consistently, great content, great message is going to be rewarded. Right now, we in the stages of we planted an acorn, we're watering our acorn, we're waiting on our acorn to grow, because inside of every acorn is a big, unmovable fucking oak tree, okay? We're chilling. We're relaxing. Focus on the money if your passion isn't making you money. That was just a small segment because holding a grudge just made me think about this motherfucker. But don't hold grudges, guys. Get over that shit. Fuck them. If you have a friend who was a longtime friend and they end up telling you that they don't fuck with you right before your wedding, right before your bachelor party, right before you was about to graduate, that's because they see you getting into a state of leveling up, about to evolve, about to become a better you, and you're going to surpass the ideology structure. You're going to surpass the individual that they have of you in their head. That's why when you're starting a business and you're doing anything that's going to make you hella fucking money, y'all, you should always try to contact the people who don't fucking know you, who have never met you in their life, because those are the people who are going to believe in the passion that you have. The people that you grew up with, stop feeling so sad that they don't want to love you and fuck with you and support you. They know you. They already have you in a case, in a pedestal of where they think that you can grow or where you can't grow. And once you break out of that mold, motherfucker, you're changing, you're weird, you're brand new, motherfucker, I don't like it. And it's like, bro, why you mad? I am not trying to shit on nobody but my motherfucking self I was yesterday. That's my only competition. The nigga that I am today, the motherfucker that I am today, is the Dwayne that I always talked about that I wanted to be when I was younger. Never wanted to be like nobody else. Never wanted to do what nobody else was doing. If anybody knows me, I've always been the against the grain motherfucker by myself to the neck, chilling, not really giving a fuck. And It's the perfect reason on, Dwayne, why are you starting a podcast? Why not? Why not? I was the kid who always got in trouble for talking in class. Why would I not start a podcast? Motherfucker, I like to talk. I like to talk. I like to reach out to people. I like to meet new individuals. The biggest reason I always say that on my podcast, in the comments, we welcome negative and positive, is because for me, they are both water droplets from the potential sunlight, my audience, that is going to help my oak tree grow. Hate, you're here. Show love, you're here. Oh, this motherfucker goofy as fuck. Share it. I got anonymous people hit me on my Instagram, call me a bitch, a pussy, I'll kill you. I'll hang your black ass. Hey, you follow and you subscribed. Whatever comes after that, I'm ready for. I don't really give a fuck. I don't know who you people are. Everything that I am on the podcast, I am. If you meet me in person, you know me in real life, you know me at work. That's all it's translating to be. Look at the videos. Look at the subscriptions. You see the growth. You see the consistent me that I am. That's all. Be a better you. Anybody you holding a grudge against, look, like I said, unless they died or some money was lost, do you get it back in blood. Do what you got to do. But for everybody else, if motherfuckers is trying to shit on you and you trying to grow and you got friends and family members that you can say that you holding a grudge towards, I don't know your relationship with them. I don't know what it is that they did to piss you off. But I can promise you, as you're sitting here listening to my podcast, put your phone down. Chill out. Really sit there and think about it. Is it fucking worth it? No. Anytime I go to a friend or family member's house and I got that certain cousin I don't fuck with, anytime I see them, I'm going to say, what's up? Why? Because I don't give a fuck. I don't care. There's no way that your existence can make me continue to manifest any energy towards you. If you don't fuck with that person, why are you mad at them? You still somehow, some way give a fuck about them. That's why you try to make it be known how you feel about them. If I'm being so honest, like really think about that. Nobody is worth your energy. You should always have good, light energy. Always good. Like if you feel good, you look good, you're going to have a good day. Nobody in the world should ever have enough control over you to where they can control your emotions right then and there in that situation. If you can say, oh yeah, they can piss me off anytime I see him. Anytime I see my baby daddy, that motherfucker make me mad. Hey, in reality, before he was your baby daddy, you knew he wasn't shit. You thought having a baby with the motherfucker was going to change him. Now you're single and you're co-parenting, and now you're wondering why he's still immature and he's still in his ways, when in reality, you and your head thought that the baby was going to change his ways, when in reality, a motherfucker that ain't shit plus a baby equals ain't shit. Ain't shit on a mathematical scale is zero, y'all. Zero times what? Equals zero. Come on, y'all. They've been putting it in your head forever. You'll fuck with a street shit, not shit drug dealer and be like, hey, I'm going to change him. And then he start cheating on you and you trapped and you like, damn, I can't believe I couldn't change him. Guys, once a zebra has its adult stripes, a zebra don't change. A zebra doesn't change unless the zebra is willing to fucking change. That's the same thing with a man. We the most stubborn creatures on the fucking planet. Nobody could change a man except a man. And why is that? Because we were raised with toxic masculinity. Meaning, you gotta be strong, you gotta be tough, you can't have no emotions. Boy, you better not cry, boy. And why you think there's so many young black men incarcerated in prison? Because we don't know how to handle our emotion. Me on the other hand, you know how motherfuckers be sweet and sugary, talking about, oh, I grew up in a house full of women. That's why I talk like this. I grew up in a house full of women too. So I know how to be a provider and be a protector and take care of my woman, because I've always had women looking up at me, because the stepfather we had was not shit. So being a player, being a woman beater for me was not an option. I didn't, my being like running through bitches and having hoes for me was not an option, because unlike all the other men above me in my life, they didn't have young women looking at them with a pen and notepad, taking notes on what the definition of what a man should be, because the only one they have is fucking beating the shit out of their mama and fucking snoring coke all fucking day. So I had to be grown, young, unwillingly. That's why some people that meet me and be like, damn, Dwayne, I can't believe you only 27 years old. You talk and you act like an old man. That shit. If you look at the last video, y'all, shit, to be honest with you, I love kids. I love babies. I love my nieces and nephews. I love them all to death. I know I'm going to be a great ass father who probably going to have the smartest little asshole child, most creative individual you'll ever meet. But having and raising kids, I'm talking about diapers and doing hair and doing dishes and cooking. Like, if I wasn't doing it, motherfucker, child home care services would have had to split the fuck up. If my mom out here busting missions and not coming home for days and weeks at a time, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. Responsibility is all I know. Talking and getting a point across is all I know. Leadership is all I know. Being responsible and making sure shit don't blow up is all I know. Motherfuckers might be like, oh, I pay attention to detail because I'm a Virgo. Shit, it might be I pay attention to detail because any time that we had to handle a situation, if it wasn't done right, there was no falling back. There was nobody I could fucking call. There is nobody that I can fucking call on if I needed something. So it's like, in reality, I love kids. I just raised kids young. Makes me not want to have kids. And shit, even though all the shit I went through with my parents, I still don't hold a grudge for them. I still love them. Still love them. I could tell y'all some stories that'll blow your fucking socks off. Like, damn, why aren't you rapping or doing poetry? Because that shit is sickening as fuck. But it's like, in reality, who cares? Who cares? I'm not numb to it. I know everything that went down. I know how life is. But everybody has a worse situation. Everybody has a worse situation. God gives his strongest battles to his strongest soldiers. So how could I say that I'm a man who was destined for greatness if I didn't go through all the struggle and turmoil to get through it to prove that I'm actually destined for greatness? And to end this episode, I want you guys to know that holding a grudge is not the best philosophy to have. You should always be passive. You should always show love. Share the episode. Like, comment in the fucking bottom. Subscribe. That's the only way my shit gonna get by. If I blow up overnight, I sold to the Illuminati. Maybe not. Maybe not. Give me a maybe not. Probably. Probably. But like, share, subscribe to the show. All comments are great comments because that means you guys are paying attention. And if you commenting, you give a fuck enough about me. So all the hate don't matter. Keep it coming. All the love, I'm loving. Keep it coming. YouTube, you guys are the absolute shit. This is Let's Talk Forella. Follow me on TikTok, Let's Talk Forella. Follow me on Instagram, Let's Talk Forella. If you haven't heard it in the past, it's Forever Real, expressing love and logic artistically. So Let's Talk Forella. We getting back to it. Like, subscribe, share the fucking show. And I love you guys with all my fucking heart.